This is Twit.
Leo, predictably, as the world has had access to their iPhone X with its face ID, facial recognition, we're beginning to have the claims that Apple initially disclosed tested, which is that it is what? Whereas there was a 1 in 50,000 chance, they said, of somebody, of a stranger unlocking your touch ID, fingerprint recognition, they were claiming a million to one. Now, in a maybe if you took like, I don't know how you make that claim without testing it, and it would have been difficult for them to have tested. So they may believe that's the case. But what we're immediately seeing are coincidental, you know, close enough faces, for example, twins or look-alike family members, in some cases the son of a mother who looks enough like his mother to unlock her phone. And then there are the deliberate security researchers, you know, messing around with the technology. Essentially, since Apple hasn't told us in detail, they've given us lots of gee whizzy stuff about each phone having its own unique sequence in which it throws out the IR array to scan the images, and so no fixed system can be the same. And it's like, wow, that sounds like a lot of high tech there. But with some work, this technology has been spoofed. And I'd like a couple of things that you were saying, the group on MacBreak Weekly was saying beforehand, and a point that I had intended to make, Andy touched on, which is there is a difference between faces and fingerprints, which is that faces are generally far more public than fingerprints. And for example, we know that there's a technology available to take multiple angles of a person's face and reconstruct a 3D model. So we also know that attacks never get weaker, they only get better. And we credit Bruce Schneier, who's the topic of this week's podcast, his congressional testimony to saying that. And it's something we often repeat here because we see it happening in the world. So what I believe is that Apple has made a huge concession, and an unfortunate concession, a concession giving up security, true security in favor of convenience. And I'm not judging that. I mean, I recognize, I've listened to you talk ever since you started to use your iPhone X about just how incredibly convenient it is. And I get that. I could not possibly use it because for me, I have LastPass, which authenticates with an authentication app and my authenticator app there. And essentially, somebody who got into my phone, because it's the portal to things that are really security sensitive, they could just take down my life. I'm statically logged in Safari sessions. The authenticator is there for access to which would defeat its purpose and so forth. So I was encouraged. I don't have mine yet. I was encouraged when Renee said there is granularity that can be applied to what things it can be used for. And this immediately made me think, okay, well, I need an authenticator app which is independently lockable, and LastPass needs to be independently lockable because, of course, it contains the keys to the kingdom. I don't want to not have those things on my phone because that's the whole point. So what this makes me feel like is that maybe what we'll see is an evolution. I mean, as more stories come out, and we're going to see the security of Face ID crumble. That's clearly going to happen. It's been about 10 days now, and it's already starting to happen. Again, for convenience and for people who are like, oh, yeah, I don't really have anything on my phone that I care about, I get it, that it offers that trade-off. I would be reluctant to use it because, first of all, it's a brand new, unproven technology. It'd be crazy to immediately jump in only on Apple's assurances, which already seem to have been overblown. This to me seems substantially weaker than Touch ID because none of those instances of unlocking, opportunistic unlocking, which we've seen, would have occurred with Touch ID. No, there may be some fingerprint collision, but it just wouldn't be, you know, as obvious as this. So you're basing
this not on what the most recent attack, because that's unlikely. You're basing it on a presumption that it's going to get easier.
No, if somebody had, there are pictures of me all over the net. And so you could take those photos and
they didn't use photos. Remember, they did a face scan. They needed a 3D scan, which they did. It took 5 minutes with a scanning device. You can't use a 2D. You can't do this. This is an example. It's scary, but it wouldn't work.
You didn't let me finish.
Okay.
Multiple 2D pictures can be used to create a 3D model. That's what I'm saying. Okay. If you have a picture of me from this angle and one from this angle, and you know, and there's like all kinds of pictures, you can create a 3D model that we know about. I mean, that's done all the time. So photos are inherently they provide a huge amount of information, and I'll bet you that what we will see is somebody taking a bunch of 2D photos to reconstruct a 3D model. And then using it to spoof this.
Do you consider fingerprint better? Because you've been using that.
Yeah, I have been.
Much easier to steal your fingerprint.
Okay.
Isn't it? Do you disagree?
My fingerprints are not all over the internet. Not all over the public internet. So somebody could present me with a 3D model of my head, having never encountered me before.
Right. They still need your phone, so it's not like they could do it remotely over the internet. They're going to come to you at some point. So they could just follow you in a Starbucks, get your fingerprint from a Starbucks mug, and then do it. I mean, they're going to be proximate to you eventually. So,
yes, true.
Yeah.
I think my greater point is that my phone is – I mean, look at all of the attention Apple has given to the security of their device.
Get my phone, you've got me. I agree with you on
that. Yes, they have thrown that out the window and in the name of convenience, which is unfortunate. If it were possible to use Face ID to sort of get some surface level access to the phone and then need to authenticate with a substantial password, then maybe that would make sense. I may just not use it. It may not be a feature that I use for, you know, I could use it. I could turn it off and not use it until we know more. To me, Apple's claims are not standing up. Mm-hmm. And it would be crazy to rely upon an untested brand new feature like this until we know more.
That makes sense. I think that's reasonable. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be interesting. I can't wait to get mine because it does. I mean, in terms of processing power and the better screen and just, you know, I'm several generations behind. I'm back on the 6S. I didn't go to the Plus nor to the 7 or the 8. So, you know, I've been holding back because, you know, I'm still using Windows XP. So.
Do you, is part of this because you presume yourself to be a target? Or would any average Joe on the street have this concern?
Our listeners would have this concern if they have LastPass and Authenticator. I mean, the problem is, at this point, if someone gets into my phone, they could take down my life. They could take GRC off the net. I mean, they could, if they had access to my authenticator and my email, because email comes into the phone. Email, of course, is everyone's last resort account recovery. So they could point GRC.com to some other IP, to other name servers, and I would have a hard time getting it back. So
I would submit the real risk is that our phones now contain so much stuff. And I would also say that I don't think Touch ID is necessarily any better than Face ID. It's more mature, but I don't know if it's any better than Face ID. In fact, I think it probably isn't as good as Face ID. It's a lot easier to make a fake fingerprint than it is a fake face. So yeah. I mean, if you've been trusting Touch ID, you know, if somebody has your phone, they probably have your fingerprint.
Yeah.
And we know you can easily spoof Touch ID with a fake fingerprint. So, I mean, I would agree with you on two points. One is that your phone contains your life, and that needs to be secured better. But the other, that this is a new technology, and we don't know how bad it is yet. We knew that as soon as the iPhone X came out, that we'd start to see these articles as people happened with Face with Touch ID.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's the ease of it happening for in instances with you know, people's children or people's lookalike.
No one looks like you, Steve. You're safe.
Thank goodness for that.